embodiment help us when we're struggling in our anxiety? I'm Dr. Kate Dow, and welcome to another episode of It's Her Turn. Today, I wanted to jump into sharing a little more about some very powerful work that I've been doing over the last many years that has helped me and the people that I support in their healing and transformation so much that I just have to kind of shout it from the rooftops now because it's that important. Having been somebody who's struggled with anxiety since I was a small child, I've been on the path of learning and trying on all kinds of teachings and practices and points of view about anxiety. And the most important parts that have helped me that I share quite a bit about in my book, Fear Less, The Art of Using Anxiety to Your Advantage, is how important it is as women, but you know, human beings in general, but especially as women, with learning to be more embodied, that gives us a larger sense of resource and ability to see what's going on with us. So let me define embodiment. In a generic term, embodiment means you're simply, you know, embodying your body. But in a deeper way, it means that you're fully present and aware and here in this moment to be able to fully experience who you are and what's happening in your life. So it sounds pretty simple, and yet it's really quite profound because I think the truth is most of us are slightly disembodied or busy being in our head, right? Being caught in fears and worries and thinking about the next things we need to get done. And we're busy running around trying to like meet all these expectations of ourselves and others and trying to be enough. All those ways we get caught almost living outside of our life. So the idea of embodiment, it's not a new one, right? It comes from many different wisdom traditions of the past with practices like yoga and meditation. But even in a more modern point of view, a lot of our current research is finally acknowledging and validating the interweaving of how our brain works very much depends on where we are experiencing our life in our bodies. A lot of research around the heart brain, our gut brain, you might have heard about, where we actually have neurotransmitters that are usually the things, you know, the chemicals we thought that just operated in the brain are actually in our heart. They're actually in our gut. And more of this research is truly validating this perception that, you know, our body is just as important, possibly more, in us understanding and embracing our experiences in life. So why does that help us with anxiety? Well, anxiety inherently gets us slightly out of our bodies, right? We go into fear. Whether we're having a little anxiety or we're having a full-blown anxiety attack, we are usually feeling a level of fight or flight in our bodies, right? We've had some fearful thoughts, and then the body goes into believing those thoughts because, of course, that's what the brain is saying. This is scary. This isn't okay. And then our body goes into fight or flight, which means our heart starts racing, our blood pressure goes up, all the energy is rushing out to our limbs to prepare us to fight or flee or freeze in response to the danger. And most of the time, when we start to feel that way, we don't want to feel it, right? So we kind of go up in our head and we get more afraid about what's going on and what we're going to do, what the problem is, what the solution is. And we're, in a way, slightly hovering outside of our body and stuck in our thinking mind that is running like a little hamster on a hamster wheel because it doesn't really know the answer. And so what do we do if we know how to start working with presence and embodiment that I talk about in the book? We learn to notice the thinking that's happening. We observe it and move out of it by having more connection in that awareness. And that awareness helps us start to bring our breath and attention down into the body. So if I said right now, bring your hands maybe down to your low belly and take three deep breaths with your eyes soft and your belly nice and soft also, and let yourself take three deep belly breaths into your hands like you're filling up your belly with air like a balloon. And exhale. And inhale. And let your mind continue to do its chatting and fearful thinking, but bring that awareness to your breath as you continue to breathe a few more times. And allow yourself to bring that awareness down to your hands where you're breathing into your belly, you're trying to fill up that belly with breath. And you're relaxing your shoulders and you're relaxing your jaw and you're allowing yourself to come into this moment and just pause. Pause on that story that this is a very scary moment you need to run from. Pause from the thinking that you, if you could just figure it out, everything will be okay, because that's not really, we're not going to find that answer in our thinking. And just be here in your body awareness, feeling your hand rising and falling on your belly. And notice if you can allow yourself to relax and come into a place of just being neutral. Like you don't have to figure it out right now. Whatever this story is that things are scary and anxious and you need to, you know, be worried with it, just put it on pause. You can pick it up later if you want. But just take a moment and pause in the breath, in the body, and allow yourself to feel wherever you're sitting. You really feel that seat beneath you. And like I said, sort of let your body relax around your spine and around your seat. And you might find you're feeling like you could take a deeper breath. And in this moment, we become a little more present. We become a little more, in what we could say is embodied. We're more aware of our body. We might become less fearful just by being a little more present in it. And the more we practice it, the more we can actually begin to feel more embodied and more calm quicker, right? That calmness starts to come because by being in the moment and coming into the body awareness of just feeling the breath, feeling your seat, we're creating a sense of resourcefulness. And how does that help us? Well, if we can't solve the anxiety by thinking our way out of it, in my experience, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that people focus on trying to say, well, that's irrational thinking. Excuse me. That's irrational thinking. Just think things that are more rational. And for me, it still didn't really help me. I needed to come into my body's somatic experience. And I could shift from a 8 on a 0 to 10 scale of anxiety, with 10 being the highest. I could shift so much quicker if I just breathe and relax my body and come into awareness and let go of my thinking. That brought me down from an 8 to like a 2 in minutes, compared to me trying to talk myself out of my anxiety and my thoughts that were related with that anxiety. Now, in the book, as I share, this helps us in relationship to how to pay attention to our thinking. It also helps us start to be more connected to our emotions without the fear, like feeling the fear, but not having to listen to the belief that then we should be, you know, fleeing or fighting or freezing, that we can just allow that emotion to exist. And then we can feel the fear start to calm on its own. So we can learn to regulate quicker. We also learn to feel more capable of feeling the fear without it getting huge and taking over. It's sort of like emotional embodiment capacity that is part of a cutting edge trauma work that I've been doing and learning more about that is happening. That's really, again, helping people feel more connected with their resources. Then we can stay in difficult experiences. We don't have to go into that state of fear and dissociate and get super busy as a way of coping. So this is a new perspective for many of you possibly. And some of you, it might not be new at all. Maybe you practice meditation, but you've never connected with that, with being able to help with your meditation, with your anxiety. So this is a way to consider recognizing the skill sets we have in different ways of our coping in life and seeing how do we bring them together to help us when we're starting to feel really anxious and overwhelmed. So again, embodiment is, it's a practice, just like practicing whatever anxiety skill set you're using. The more we do it, the more helpful it gets. And for me, it's been one of the most powerful things to help me trust and engage a sense of safety and security in my somatic awareness of my body. And so I'm just sharing it with you so that you might check it out. I am doing free embodiment meditations once a month on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. You can find out a little more about that on my Facebook page, Dr. Kate Dow, that is linked in the show notes for you. I will share about it so that you can come and try that out. And if you're interested in learning a little more, I do have my Fearless Feminine Wisdom Facebook group, where I share a lot of information around women being able to tap into new ways of experiencing how to feel less anxious and scared and caught in, you know, low self-worth, and being able to move through that and connect with who you really are and your full potential and capacity. So I share a lot about that in the Facebook group. So that is a free private group, and you can certainly reach out to me at the link in the show notes and come check it out if you're interested. In the meantime, just practicing being aware of your breath and learning to bring that breath and your awareness down into your low belly and breathing and putting your hand there and taking a moment, taking that pause and beginning to breathe and come back into what's happening right now, but focusing right inside your body, not on like all the current stressors, but what's happening right now as you're breathing and being aware, instead of the stories in our head that run and run and run and keep us anxious and overwhelmed. We just want to come back into, I can just be here, and then figure out what my strategy is for perhaps challenging situations, or, you know, I have too many things on my to-do list, or I'm having a conflict with a family member. those things, we will come to a different understanding of how to meet them when we come from a more relaxed and embodied place inside of us. Because there's this whole other wisdom here, right? We have the heart brain, we have the gut brain, but we also have just that somatic, deeper, what I call feminine wisdom that's in our somatic experience. So this is what we're learning to tap into to help us have new ways to stay more connected with who we are and how to work with our fear and anxiety when it shows up. So I hope that you're being able to take some curiosity and willingness to see how this might be supportive for you today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for checking out the show. I hope you enjoy it and want to come back. And in the meantime, know that it's your turn to find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power.